produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Good evening to everyone that's tuning in with us here for another segment of Leaders of Legacy Radio. We just welcome you in. We welcome you into the presence of God. We welcome you into God's presence and just the overwhelming joy, the overwhelming majestic presence of the Lord Jesus. We just enter in tonight and just thank Him. We thank Him for all that He's doing, for all that He is, for who He is in the midst of everything that we see transpiring in the world today. We just take a moment to just reflect on who He is, never changing, an ever-present help in time of need, a good, good Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And this is your host, Minister Melissa, here on Leaders of Legacy Radio. And tonight, I just want to talk a little bit and share a little bit on some of the revelation that the Lord's been giving me in my own personal time, and just reflecting and just taking things out of the Word and really truly allowing the Spirit to break it down and reveal the hidden mysteries, the hidden secrets in God's Word. Because there's God's Word, it is that. It's such a mystery. There's something so deep in the Word of God each and every time that we open it, that wherever we're going, whatever we're doing, there's a deeper place to go in that. Even in the midst of seeking that out and reading that, you can just dive so deep into the Word of God. And it's such an amazing place. You know, an amazing place to be when you're in the presence and when you're just in tune to what the Spirit of God is saying. And today I just wanted to expound a little bit on Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 43. And it's how God instructs us to pray for our enemies and bless those who persecute us and spitefully use us. And the other morning I was praying, and I wasn't even praying on this subject. I was just praying and on my drive to work, and the Spirit began to move me, and you know, I began to think in my mind while I'm praying, like, you know, Lord, sometimes it's so unfair, the situations that we have to face, the situations that we endure. Like, sometimes they're so unfair, they hurt so much because they come from people that we love, or, you know, people that we were once close to, and you know, because of a falling out or whatever, the enemy gets in the way and just breaks up, you know, friendships or a togetherness that you had with someone, and, you know, just life's issues, stuff happens, you know, you disagree, you have a falling out, or you know, church hurt, whatever it may be, just the real circumstances of life. And I was feeling like the pain of a previous situation that I had gone through. And, you know, now there's a lot of times where some of the situations that I was involved in, I had a lot of fault. But in this situation, I didn't have any fault. And I really didn't know that there was a situation until I was confronted, you know, by someone that someone said, and this and that. And you know how it goes, just down the line. And in this situation, I couldn't defend myself at all, which is very, very hard for somebody like me. But I'm learning, and I'm just being very transparent. I'm learning and I'm growing. And I couldn't address the situation, and I couldn't do anything. It was almost like the Holy Spirit just sat on me and said, don't say a word. Don't react. Don't, like, the Lord was testing me, basically, in what the enemy used to, like, cause another hurt. The Lord used it as a test to see if I was going to respond and react to the situation. And praise the Lord, I passed the test, because I didn't address the situation or anything. But, you know, a couple weeks later, here I am, and I felt like just the sting of it try to come over me again. And I was just like, wow, you know, just the thought alone prompted this scripture to come into my mind. And it says, the scripture reads as follows: Lord, we bless your word. We thank you for your word, that it's truth, that it's wholeness, that it's living and active. It's breathing into our lives. So I just thank you for your word. Let my words be the words that you desire to be released tonight, Lord, from this broadcast and just this time. Just fill my mouth, Lord, like only you can. I bless you and I praise you in Jesus' name. So it says, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor, your fellow man, and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love that is unselfishly seek the best or higher good for your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may show yourselves to be the children of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on those who are evil and on those who are good, and makes the rain fall on the righteous, those who are morally upright, and the unrighteous, the unrepentant, those who oppose him. For if you love only those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do that? And if you greet only your brothers, wishing them God's blessings and peace, what more than others are you doing? Do not even the Gentiles, who do not know the Lord, do that? You, therefore, will be perfect, growing into spiritual maturity, both in mind and character, actively integrating godly values into your daily life, as your heavenly Father is perfect. And I was reading out of the Amplified Study Bible, so I know that there's, you know, added words there, but that's the translation that I was reading from. But here, you know, God talks about loving our enemies and blessing those who persecute us, and, you know, just being good to them. And in the midst of this prayer that was coming up out of my spirit, I thought of this scripture, And I saw of what Jesus meant when he was teaching this, because so often we can be blindsided by the fact that they did us wrong, or they did this, or someone misunderstood us, or someone, you know, mistaken us to be something that we're not, you know, and we'll sit back and we're like, you know, oh, God's gonna deal with them. God's gonna get them. You know, they should have never this against me because God's gonna deal with that. But in reality, that heart attitude is wrong. That's an attitude of the heart that needs to be checked. That's an attitude of the heart that is not in line with the Father's heart, with the will of Jesus. And I began to cry and cry and cry because I remembered of times where I thought like that. But in this instance, in this particular situation, my reaction wasn't for God to deal with them. God, you know, get them back, or, you know, I'm not going to say nothing, Lord, because you're going to deal with that situation. That was not my heart's intention at all. So when I began to cry, I began to think back of the many times prior where that was an intention of my heart. Like, oh, God's going to deal with that. God's going to deal with them. God's going to fix that. And the Lord began to minister to me in such a way that he was showing me what the Father meant when he was speaking this to the disciples and sharing this teaching. You know, it wasn't that Jesus wanted, you know, just to bless his enemies or just pray for them that, you know, persecute. His heart was in line with the Father's will that they would repent, that they would turn away and recognize that people are not the enemy. People are not our enemy. People are not our problem. It's a spiritual war that we fight. And his intention in sharing this portion of scripture was not that we would be a people, you know, oh God, I pray for them. I pray for them for coming against me, Lord. I pray that you would bless them. I pray. We're not praying for someone who has wronged us to bless us, to bless them, just because the Lord says to in his word, because it's the right thing to do. But yet our attitude and our heart is in a different standing where, you know, in the back of our minds, we want God to deal with them. No, our heart should always be, Father, truly forgive them because they got me wrong. Father, forgive them for what they've done to me, because it's not who I am, the perception that they have of me. Like, Lord, please move them with compassion to see the true enemy from your eyes, with your compassion, with your heart, that it is not I am not the enemy. People are not the enemy. And I just began to weep and pray into this. And I began to repent for the body of Christ, because so many times we make people out to be our enemy when they're not. They are not. This war that we wage is not against flesh and blood. It's not against flesh and blood, but it's against principalities. It's against spiritual wickedness, spiritual hosts. And we need to grasp that as a people of God, and as the word that is living and active and breathing within our lives, we need to understand that the Father's heart was never to repay someone back that has done us wrong. It's never that. The Father's heart is always for them to repent and return to him, to return to the solid foundation, to return to the place of repentance where, God, I'm sorry that my distorted perception of your word, that my offense, God, in the natural has distorted my perception of what your word truly means, because your heart, God, is that none would perish. None.
None, even for something so small as having a falling out with our brother or our sister or our friend or our family member. It's never to be evil for evil or repay back evil. You know, he says repay back evil with good. If your heart and your mind are not aligned to that good, it's not our job to weigh the option. Does somebody deserve the good? Does somebody deserve the blessing? Are they worthy of it? That is not our call. Our call is to just truly pray for them, that they would understand and see in the spirit, that they would become spiritually mature, that they would know that the fight that they war against is not against the human people in the natural that we see, but our war is against the enemy of our soul, And it's so hard because when people have a spirit of offense and they harbor offense or bitterness towards one another, they don't let the offense go. They still move with precaution. They still move at keeping people at a distance. They still move in wonder, waiting for that person to strike or mess up again. And that is not the heart of Jesus. That's not the heart of Jesus. So Father, tonight, forgive us, God. Forgive us, God, when we take matters into our own hands and our perception is off and our hearts are still wounded and our hearts are still broken because of the offense and we haven't truly released it to you, God. And we look at people as our enemies because they're not. They're not. When you say to bless them, you truly mean that. You mean that we are to bless them from a true place of humility, a true spirit of love, a true spirit that is surrendered with no offense. If I'm offended at my brother or sister, I don't want to pray for them because I know that the intention in my prayer is not pure. So God, forgive us when we have lifted our voices to pray for a brother and sister who's hurt us, oh God, and our heart was not healed, and we prayed a prayer from a spirit of division, a spirit of strife, even a witchcraft spirit, God, because that's what takes place. That's what transpires when we pray from a place where we haven't been healed and made whole. We pray with our own agenda. We don't pray with the Father's heart and the Father's intention and the Father's will. And Jesus, as our perfect example, he did nothing that he didn't hear the Father telling him to do. He did nothing that the Father didn't lead him to. He did everything according to the Father's will, the Father's purpose, the Father's plan. And we, as examples of Christ, we need to follow that example. And too many times we have gotten it wrong. Too many times we have gotten it wrong. Where we put this persona on and we put this fake smile and we, you know, we hug a sister and we hug a brother and we know that we can't even stand them anymore because the offense is still there, or we ignore them and we avoid them and we go around everyone else and we bypass them. This behavior cannot be any longer in the body of Christ. It cannot be any longer in the body of Christ. We have to be different. We have to be different. Excuse me. We have to be a people that truly, truly look at ourselves from within. Truly look at ourselves from within, and we mirror ourselves to the Word of God, because the Word of God is truth. The Word of God is our mirror. It's our mirror that we should be weighing ourselves, convicted by what we read, convicted by what the Spirit is showing us, where the changes come. And when we do these things, when we honor the Lord in truth, when we honor one another in true humility, when we honor one another in true forgiveness and true submission and true laying our lives down, then Then we become spiritually mature. Then we become, you know, walking in the values of God daily. Then, it's then that we're growing. We're growing and we're being perfected into the image of Christ. When we do these things in the right manner, in the right tone, in the right, with the right characteristics behind it, not holding bitterness, not holding offense, not holding, harboring, you know, the offense that was done unto us, the words that were spoken behind our back, or whatever it may be, those things we truly need to learn how to surrender and lay it down. We need to be a people that are so oily, be so oily that when the offense comes, it rolls right off of our back. When the thoughts come into our mind is so set on the word of God that those lies, they just roll right off of our mind, and we repent right away and we take the thought captive. Oh God, make us, keep us so oily, God, so consumed in you, God, and in your truth and in your word, that God, when these things happen in our lives, oh God, that we learn to truly trust on you, we learn to truly pull on you, we learn to take every offense captive and lay it down on the altar, oh God, that we're not a people that walk in bitterness or harbor bitterness or hatred or demise against a brother or sister or family member, oh God, or co-worker, Lord, whatever it may be, Lord, you know. There's a people crying out to you tonight for righteousness, for justice, for peace, God. For peace, God. For what benefit does it benefit us to love only those that are lovable? Teach us, Lord, to truly love the unlovable, Lord. To truly be a people, Lord, that reach the unlovable and show them something different. Because we need to be a people that understand that hurt people hurt people. So if people hurt us, if people get us wrong, if people, you know, screw things up, there's something inside of them that is being reflected out on us. But we can't pick up the baggage that someone else portrays onto us. We have to be a people that keep our gates clean. We need to be a people that keep our gates clean and understand that everything is not ours to pick up. What people say about us, how people feel about us, the looks that they give us, the opinions, a lot of those things are not meant for us to pick up, but yet many of us pick them up like a security blanket, and we walk with these things and we hold on to them tight, and we think, you know, oh God, we take those things and we shield ourselves with them, not realizing that we're putting up walls, thinking that we're protecting ourselves, but we're doing more harm when those things were meant to be laid down at the Father's feet, to be laid down on the altar, be laid down at the feet of Jesus, so that he can bring true healing, true deliverance, true freedom. And that is where the freedom comes. That's where the healing comes. That's where the breakthrough comes, when we learn to lay those things down and then pray and truly bless those that have persecuted us, those that have done us wrong, where we don't see that is what they done, but we see them through the eyes of compassion, through the eyes of love, through the eyes of the Father, and the Father loves each one. He loves each one of us so deeply, so greatly. He loves us in a manner that can't even be put into words. He loves us so much. And that is what we need to be clothed in. That is what we need to put on. We need to put on the word of God, the truth of God. And when our perception is distorted, we need to take that before the Father and ask him to bring a clear understanding, to illuminate our minds with his word, to illuminate our hearts and open the hearts of our understanding, that we may hear in the spirit without, you know, without it being polluted or diverted because of how we feel and our emotions. No, our emotions need to be aligned to the truth of God's word. So I say to us tonight that we are a people that we love our neighbors. We love our enemies. We love those that persecute us and lie about us and speak falsely against us. We love them true because the love of the Father is within us. So we love them true for that cause, to greater the kingdom, to expand the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is inside of us. So the kingdom of God is released through us when we truly walk in the ways and the word of the Lord. The kingdom of heaven is released from us. That is what flows, and that is what breaks the back of the enemy. We have one enemy, one adversary, one enemy, the enemy, the Satan, the accuser of the brethren. He is the only one, not your sister, not your brother, not your cousins, not your family members, not your husband, not your wife, not your co-workers or your boss, nothing like that. It's the spirits in the high places, those spirits, those lying spirits, those accusing spirits, those spirits that want to come and offend, those spirits that are lurking to just find a breeding ground to grow bitterness and anger and discord and dissension and strife. So we stand against that tonight and we say, Lord, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, where we have gotten it wrong, where we've taken matters into our own hands, where we, oh Lord, have walked away from relationships because the hurt was too much and we never forgave. We just walked away. We forgave and we kept them at a distance. Oh God, forgive us, God. We're not asking to be reconciled, Lord, but we're asking, Lord, for hearts to truly be healed, for hearts to truly, oh God, to truly, Lord, find the healing in your word, the healing in your presence, the healing in your truth, oh God, for the truth of your word to permeate those deep places that may have been hurt, that may have been wounded, that may have been beaten down and broken open, oh God, and the places where we avoid in allowing you to come and allowing you to touch and allowing you to breathe on, oh God, we say, come in and breathe. Father, I stand in the gap tonight for the body of Christ, that they would get the revelation, oh God, of what you truly meant when you said to pray for our enemies and bless those that curse us, oh God. You never intended us to be praying from a place, oh God, that you deal with them, Lord. You pay them back, Lord. You take care of my enemies. No, because that's a revengeful heart, oh God. But you desired us, oh God, to lay our hearts down, oh God, on the altar and pray, oh Father, forgive them. Oh Father, heal them where they have been hurt. Oh Father, heal them in the deepest places, oh God, that they have hurts and pains and unforgiveness. Oh God, heal those, oh God, that misunderstand us. Heal them, God. Oh Father God, and bless them with your healing, with your deliverance, with your breakthrough, with your knowledge, with your peace, with your wisdom, oh God. Heal them and bless them to the place, oh God, where they would stand and understand and know, oh God, that people are not their enemy, oh God. People are not the enemy, but they have one adversary of their soul, one enemy of their soul, and his name is Satan, and that is it, oh God. So I thank you, God. I thank you, oh Lord, for everyone, Lord, under the sound of my voice, oh God, that healing flows through them, that they understand, oh God, that your word was never used to be a weapon, Father God, but to be a mirror, oh God. A mirror, Lord, where we would look at ourselves, where we would reflect, oh God, and see, oh God, the ugliness in our hearts, in our spirits, oh God. But your word, oh God, it is power, it is life, it is living, it is active, oh God. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord, that all around the world, oh God, people are coming, Lord, to the revelation of your word and what you meant it to truly mean, oh God, in this hour, oh God, that your word wouldn't be used, oh God, to hurt others or bring them down or speak curses, oh God, disguised as blessings, oh God. But Father God, that your word would truly be, oh God, the weapon of our warfare, oh God, and that we would understand, oh God, that we don't warfare against one another, oh God, but we fight, oh God, the principalities, oh God, and every spiritual host of wickedness, oh God, we bring it down, oh God, to the submission of Christ, oh God, tonight. And I thank you, Lord, that you are spiritually maturing, oh God, your bride and your people, oh God, in this hour, oh God. You are raising them up, oh God. You're raising them up, oh God, to truly be the bride of Christ, the warrior bride, oh God, that you have called forth, oh God, for such a time as this, oh God. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, that people are living unoffended, oh God. They are living unoffended lives, oh God, and seeking you, Lord, seeking you, Lord, and truly blessing, Lord, those, oh God, that they may feel some type of way towards, oh God. I thank you for healing virtue, Lord, that is flowing from your throne, oh God, into living rooms, into homes, into a desk right now, oh God, for those that are working, Lord, that may be listening in, oh God. I thank you, Lord, that healing is your children's bread, oh God, and you desire us to be healed and whole. A shalom, oh God, a shalom over us, oh God, in spirit, soul, mind, and body, oh God. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, oh God. I thank you, Lord, that we will greet those, oh God, with godly love, oh God. Everyone, Lord, that we would greet them, Lord, with a godly love. It doesn't matter, Lord, whether they receive it or not. Our job is to just have it, to give out, oh God. But we cannot have it, oh God, if places in us, oh God, are hardened and stubborn, oh God, and unhealed, oh God. So I thank you, Lord, for new hearts. I thank you, oh God, that stony hearts are becoming flesh, oh God. Stony hearts are becoming flesh, oh God, tonight, oh God. And you are raising up a remnant, oh God, that will love in spirit and in truth, oh God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, oh God, that we don't hold on to the offenses and the wrongs done to us, oh God, but we release them, oh God. We release those ashes to you, oh God, and you give us a garment of praise, oh God. You crown us, oh God, with a crown of righteousness, oh God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the revelation, Lord, that comes forth from your word, from praying truly in the spirit on all occasions, oh God, on all occasions. And Father, we keep our heart ever before you, Lord. Ever before you, Lord. We keep our hearts ever before you, Jesus, for you to do what only you can do. So I just bless you, Lord. I bless everyone, Lord, that's listening in, oh God. I bless them, Lord. May your love and peace and grace and mercy, Lord, be over them, oh God. May your joy, oh God, and shalom abound in them much, oh God. May your face shine upon them, oh God, and may your blessing, Lord, go before them, with them, and all around them, Father. So I just bless them, and I bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And that, my dear brothers and sisters, concludes our portion tonight of Matthew 5, verse 43 through 48, I believe it was. Yes. In praying for our enemies and blessing those who curse us or persecute us. There's such a peace in knowing when your heart is pure before God and your intention is pure, you have nothing to worry about. But just grasp the revelation that comes forth from the word and keep your heart ever pure before him. Amen. So I thank you for joining Leaders of Legacy Radio again. And until the next time, the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord give you perfect peace, make his face shine upon you, and may he give you a rest that can only be found in him. That can only be found in him. Nothing of this world, only him. I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Have a wonderful evening. We look forward to hearing from you. If you like to send in any prayer requests or any praise reports or how the broadcast have been blessing you, you can email us at enthronedimagelol@yahoo.com. We will get your emails and we will respond accordingly. And until then, pray for us, pray for the ministry, pray for the prisoners, pray for the prison ministry and the street ministry that's connected to Leaders of Legacy. And as you pray for us, we're bless you again. Have a wonderful evening and blessings in the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.